What is the first step? Find out in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. When I went to the doctor as a child, I always had 1,000 questions. Very few of them had anything to do with why I came to the doctor. The minute we went into the doctor's office, I began to ask my mother what everything was. She patiently explained that the receptionist would take our name, the magazines were for reading while we waited, and that chair was where I needed to stay seated now. When we went to the examining room, I had 1,000 more questions about everything in that room. My mother continued patiently explaining everything to me. I don't know if she knew what all those instruments were, but at least she came up with a plausible explanation. In Genesis chapter 12, Abram must have had 1,000 questions. God tells Abram to leave his home and go, but he doesn't tell him where at first. Here's what the Bible records in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Abram learned a fundamental truth every believer needs to know. To follow God, we have to go. My grandfather drove a 1963 Ford truck. I remember climbing behind the wheel when I was, 9 or 10 years old and trying to make the wheel turn. It would not budge. My grandfather explained that you could only turn the steering wheel when the truck was moving. I think that's God's explanation to us sometimes. We want to live our lives for the Lord, but somehow we just can't manage it. We want to witness, but we can't find a way to do so. We want to be involved in the ministry of our church, but somehow we don't seem to be able to find the time. We want our family to grow in the Lord, but somehow we don't seem to be able to accomplish that task. All the while God is telling us it's much easier to turn the wheel when the truck is moving. We won't find ways to witness to people unless we get out there and actually tell people about Jesus. But once you start doing it, you'll be amazed at all the opportunities you'll have. We won't be involved in God's plan for our lives until we commit to being involved where we are. Our families will not grow in the Lord until we dedicate ourselves to that task. Being involved in a church with other believers, reading the Bible, praying together, the more you do, the more opportunities for growth will present themselves. But first, you got to get the truck moving. You have to take that first step of faith, saying, "This is what the Lord wants me to do right now, so I'm going to find a way to do it." You'll be amazed at how God will bless your obedience. Will it be easy? Not necessarily. Abram's trip was anything but easy, but God will provide the way. He will bless your obedience and multiply it in ways you can only begin to imagine. To realize all of that, you have to take the first step. What is God's first step for you? You'll be amazed at what God will do if you follow what He's already told you to do now. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.